Today, a baby was born in the Philippines who is the 7 billionth person in the world. That dramatic change in the population is according to a UN estimate. As part of Morning Edition series, 7 billion and counting, we'll explore the significance of the number.
In a few minutes, we'll hear how two different countries are dealing with population growth. One of them is China, the world's most populous nation. The other is South Sudan and Sub-Saharan Africa, where the population is expected to triple by the end of this century.
First, let's go back in time, way back, to explore how we got to where we are today. Here's NPR's Adam Cole.
1,000 years ago, the world was a lot less crowded. There were only about 300 million people. That's the current size of the United States, a tiny fraction of the 7 billion we have now. Let's say that one voice represents 100 million people. We'll take one voice from Europe, one from South Asia, and a third voice from China. Even back then, China and India were the most populated regions in the world. Okay, so here we are in the 11th century with our three voices. How do we get from that 300 million people 1,000 years ago to the 7 billion people we have now? We have to travel forward in time at about 10 years per second. In just 5 seconds, we've already passed through 50 years. The population is growing, but very, very slowly. Women are having lots of children, but most of these children die before they're old enough to start families of their own. If we fast forward to the 18th century, we'll reach 900 million people. And in 1804, we'll hit our first billion. Okay, let's stop the clock for a moment. Things are about to get crazy. We're entering an age of better medicine and better agriculture, and that means lower death rates. Women are still having lots of children, but now most of those children are surviving to have children of their own, and their children are having even more children. You can see where this is going. Okay, let's start up again. We'll hit our second billion in 1927. And then things really take off. There's 3 billion, 4 billion, 5 billion, 6 billion, 7 billion. 7 billion people, over 5 billion of them added in the last 100 years. It's easy to see that the planet has gotten pretty crowded pretty fast, but it's not so easy to predict future growth or understand how this population explosion might affect each of us. Adam Cole, NPR News.
And for a video that will really help you see how 7 billion people stack up, go to our website, npr.org.